Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Can you feel it? You've got to be feeling it. It's like excited overdrive. It's like driving to Disneyland for the first time. It's like, oh my gosh, the night before Christmas. It's in the air. There's an excitement, a frenzy, if you will. Some people are getting scared to death from it. And it's all good, this influx of this amazing energy. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything that's going on with the moon and all the things that Patricia Cota Robles is writing about, which will be on my e-blast, a link on my e-blast, if you want to see it tomorrow. But it's an amazing time of opportunity. And it's an amazing time of new energy and participation with energy that we have shut ourselves off from before. So it was really interesting when I sat here, as I always do. I get up early and I sit here because half the stuff for the show is always brought forward literally right before we get on. And I'm sitting here and I knew I wanted to tell you that Bupalopaloo has arrived. There's 1,000 adorable, amazing little bears waiting to teach about love living in my back bedroom right now. And for those of you that have ordered them, thank you. And they will be mailed out this week. For those of you that have participated in the Kickstarter campaign, so we can expand it out to the next 5,000. My great gratitude to you. We only have 10 days left. We're not at the amount we need to be at. But we're doing good. But I'm asking if you can contribute, please, now is the time to step forward. And as I was sitting here going, I really should announce that I really need to ask, I kept feeling me pulling me back. And I sat here and went, wow, I know where that's coming from. I mean, it's so about my childhood and probably yours. And it came down to people are going to think I'm greedy. And then I heard my mother's voice saying to me, Dee Dee, good little girls, don't ask for things. Well, then, of course, I thought I was only dealing with Bupalopaloo, but the channel then began giving me what we need to go into today. If you want to talk to me, press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup while you're listening. Press 1 if you want to talk with the channel. Okay. So when I started testing it, it's if you don't put asking into place, then ask and ye receive cannot be in place, and therefore no miracles happen. We cannot have miracles if we do not ask for miracles. And we don't ask for miracles because we're in fear of not getting them. And so we don't really ask. And that keeps the pattern, you see. I'm not going to really ask. I'm going to say the words. I mean, I said the words last week. But my energy was not behind my words. Because of this, oh, they're going to judge me. Oh, they're going to feel I'm greedy. Oh, nice girls don't ask for what they want. So we ask verbally, but we don't really ever ask energetically. And it's like, you know, any of you that have been around a child or had children of your own, you know, if they ask you for something and there is any part of you that says no but means yes, they'll smell it out and they'll stay on you until they get their way. The universe is the same way. Oh, well, we hear that she wants the Kickstarter started back and funded. And we hear that she wants these bears to be successful. But she's not really asking energetically. So we're going to wait till her energy is in alignment, which is what Abraham Hicks means by being in the vortex. You have to be in alignment with your God self. And your God self always asks. So they want us to come forward around getting what I want because I ask for it. So everybody, I want you to pull up, and it can be a general thing. It can be a healthy body. It can be more than enough money. Or it can be as specific as, I want this little bear out there in millions of children's hands and adults' hands and preteen hands and Alzheimer victims' hands. Any place that this little bear can share his love message, that's where I want it. So pull up what you want and the fact that you're asking for it right now. And I'm going to walk everyone through claiming the cocktail around that. So around that, we claim, in the ionosphere beyond and back again, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in that thing that I have chosen to ask for in the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole that is within the whole. I am the charge that creates what I have stated. I am the power and the love and the joy and the choice. And my heart is open. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. My word's been spoken. It's done. The universe gets it. I am in alignment with my God self, with my Christ consciousness. Because the Christ consciousness in me must ask for what it wants. And so it is. So, of course, we're bringing in the Christ consciousness. They're bringing in the Christ consciousness because that's what our webinar is about this Tuesday night. Personally, I don't think you're going to want to miss this one. So you want to go to IMD Wallace. That's where you can sign up. I believe it's on the home page, usually is, to be with us. We've gotten so much information about this Christ consciousness all for 4 weeks now, really. And, of course, this is really important, what I just brought forward to you. If you're going to be Christ on this plane, you got to ask people. And then you receive. Now I thought I would, oh, I'm supposed to remind you too, those of you that are in the Baltimore area, I'm going to be at Monster Mania this weekend. Please come by and see me. It's a gas. It'll be an experience like you've never had before. We have a lot of fun, a lot of fun, and I'd love to see and give you a personal hug. And, yes, I'm going to take a few beers with me, too. So, okay, now I can go to the callers. All right, again, please press 1 if you would like to talk to the channel. All right, Miss Emily in California, you've been holding a long time. What's up, baby?
Hi, G.
Hi.
I'm just reveling in today and the energy and asking. Yay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. What I called to ask about today is there's at the tip of my nose a little rough spot of skin. And, I've noticed it maybe for half a year, and it just has never, really caused me any consternation or anything. But I thought, maybe I'll just ask what's going on with that.
Well, what they want to know is if you've been kind of worried about it for a half a year, and you have been, why didn't you go have it checked out?
Yeah, good question. I it really literally only occurred to me, oh, I'm a little concerned about this now.
Okay. I'm not getting anything energetically around it. I'm not getting, hold on. Okay. It's not about your nose. It's about you being aware. They want you to be aware that you're not asking. So, yes, we absolutely can heal ourselves. And we're in the process of learning how to do that and maintaining and creating at all times this place of balance within our bodies and our energy systems. But if you need to ask someone, and I'm not a doctor, if you need to ask someone to put your mind at rest so that your focus doesn't dwell on it, then you need to ask. It's another place where you need to ask. You need to ask for everything and anything that keeps you in your balance so that your focus is positive. Honestly, Emily, all they're showing me is Vaseline.
Vaseline.
that's all they're showing me.
Wow.
But if something has been there for 6 months, you might want to go to a dermatologist and have it checked out because you're going to wonder about it now that it's come to your... But they really want you to know that from an energetic point of view, it came about and it came about that you noticed it in time for this show because they want you to look everywhere in your life where you're not asking. And this is, of course, for all of us, where we're not asking so that we can stay in a place of balance.
Yeah, and by asking, is it both asking inside myself that it be healed and also asking for, someone to look at it?
Anything that you need. Anything
yeah.
that you need to know that you're whole, complete, and perfect in every way.
Got it.
If we don't take the steps to get our energy in alignment with what it is, then we can physically have somebody help us correct it, but energetically we haven't shifted anything, so it just shows up in other ways.
Yeah.
If you get to the core of what something is, then the dis-ease or the worry or whatever it is will dissipate for you. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I would never tell anybody not to go check something out with a doctor for two reasons. We're learning how to heal ourselves, and most of us Well, they're taking me back to the asking thing. Like, Dee, they're saying, you think you asked for everybody to support Bapalapalu, but part of your energy wasn't behind it because you were afraid you weren't going to be a nice little girl. So we have to ask verbally. We have to ask the universe to show up physically, and then we have to energetically have all of us on board in agreement with what we're asking also. Mm-hmm. A lot of discernment there. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Love you.
You too, honey. All right, Miss Susan, we haven't talked in a while. What's up, baby?
Well, hello. I'm so glad to talk to you. You know, when you talk about asking, it brought up something last night that happened to me while I was laying in bed, and I thought, you know, I'm ready for a man to come into my life and be part of my life. And I asked for that, even though not everything is, you know, exactly the way I want it to be, it's going in that direction, and I figure it's always going to be going in that direction to becoming more and more and more, and if I keep waiting, it's just, you know, it's stupid.
You bet. Okay, they have a piece of information for you, Susan, that there's a little bit of all the stuff that's going on with money that is affecting you allowing a man to come in.
Okay.
So if I get into a relationship with a man, and let's just say I get into a relationship with a man who has just enough, right?
Right.
And then, oh my gosh, what does that mean? Do I move in there? Does he move in here? And it always takes you back to, how will I figure out the money?
Right.
Is this resonating?
That's resonating.
Okay.
Also, go ahead.
So you just have to know, and again, remember our last big lesson around the Christ consciousness was trust. We have to love ourselves. We have to trust ourselves. We have to trust ourselves to figure out and to channel the highest answer around how to expand. We have to trust ourselves that we will know how. Let me tell you, every day with this bear, all the legal things I've had to file, just the continuing outpouring of this learning curve has been daunting, and I have to stop myself about 3 times a day and go, Dee, whatever you have to do, you will do it, or you will find someone who can do it for you. But we are doing this. We've committed to this.
That
my
reminds
pendulum
me, Dee,
went to a big, big yes on that one. So
that reminds me, Dee. I want to do everything I can to get that little bear out here in this area to, you know, everybody. Like I've emailed you before.
I'm working on legally how to allow you guys to play with me in that area, Susan, and I really love
Great.
You for wanting me to help. I just have to get a lot of ducks in a row here. I'm happy to let everybody know that we have filed just this week a beautiful spiritual leader at one of the Science of Mind churches called me and said, Dee, if you can get a nonprofit arm of this up and running, I would like to suggest to everyone that they tithe to this wonderful idea of your bear. So that's what this week has been focused on, is getting the nonprofit up so that people can tithe to Bapalapalu, and we can take a bunch of these bears then and get them to children in need, get them to children's hospitals. And like synchronicity works, guys, yesterday was a day of giving for me. I went down to speak for one of my friends at a political event to help him get help for elderly homeowners and mobile homeowners. And then last night I went to judge a talent contest for underprivileged kids, challenged kids, low-income kids. And I thought, you know, it's all the way to Bellflower, but this feels really good. This is something that's really in alignment with what I believe. And, of course, I got there, and I saw two old friends of mine, and they are directly connected with the Children's Miracle Network and Children's Hospital. And they said, oh, my gosh, Dee, we're good friends, you know, with the lady that handles all the charity stuff. Let me put you in touch. And that's how the world works, when you just give and put yourself out there and you've asked. And I clearly knew that I wanted to partner in some way with the children's hospitals. So, you see, I'm telling you all this, Susan and everybody, you just have to be clear about what you want. The universe will conspire in ways that you cannot even imagine to bring that guy into your life and to create a guy who can either take care of you or that financially works in just perfectly to help you expand, Susan. But
yes,
you have
you.
To be aware of all that stuff that's going on in your energy so that it doesn't get in the way of you.
Yes.
Got it?
There was, yes.
Okay.
There was one other thing, too, that I was considering, because I've been working with the group with the art therapy.
Uh-huh.
And so far I haven't had a lot of people. And I mentioned to the woman that is the therapist that I do have training in, like, counseling and such because of being a minister and putting that down on the paper to attract people and also, you know, putting a little bit of doubt on the paper that attracts, you know, the flyer to show what the things we do are. That might help because I'd like to put it out there more that I'm doing
this
work.
This is what they want you to know. There's a little part of you that's not doing this for them. You're doing this for you. Now, let's get some clarity about that.
All right.
There's a difference between it's perfectly okay. You should make money at everything you're passionate about. But you don't do it to make money. You do it because you're passionate about it. And there's a really, really, really fine line. You know, back to Vegas, you go the first time, you win at the slots because you didn't care. You didn't have any stakes. And then you keep going back trying to win at the slots and you don't. It's kind of the same thing. So go in teaching these people art with the intention that when you teach them art, you will teach them more about themselves. And the
yes.
healing work will come in automatically, Susan. But again, your focus cannot be on the money. It has to be more on the giving.
Yeah, this is a volunteer position for me right now. So my
somehow
ambition,
the money is involved in that.
Okay, well, that's down the road,
you,
I'm sure. It's a down-the-road thing,
well,
making money
can
doing
you,
it.
Now that I bring it to your consciousness,
I understand.
Can you... Okay, you get it. You see where you tied
yes.
that in. Okay,
I got it.
Good.
Right.
Good. So that's what I mean, guys. If you sit there and really mine yourselves and your thoughts and your focus, you'll find these things. And those are... It's literally us in the way of us. So
right.
when we get all of us on board, right, and in alignment with the source energy, and what the hell does that mean? It means when you're in alignment with love and coming from love and your purpose is love and your intention is love, then you're aligned. Then
right.
go
Thank
make
you.
A billion bucks. You see, Steve Jobs loved what he did. He loved everything about Apple. He loved working day and night. Where is your love? What stokes your love? I just looked over and saw a picture of my older brother. Definitely stokes my love. Okay, and go there. I love this little bear and what it's going to do for the world. And that's where I have to keep my focus. So where do you love about everything that you want to do? Hold your focus there and then let the world bring you the money. All right.
I will. Thank you.
Much love.
Bye-bye. I have some surprises for you later.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to that. I like surprises. All right, Miss Mary in Maryland. What's up, baby cakes?
Hey, sweet lady.
Hi, sweet lady. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just hadn't talked to you for a little while, and I wanted to say hey. I'm so glad that things are going well with the bear. I sent out to all of my friends the thing that has been posted by many of your friends on Facebook.
Yes, and thank you, everybody, for doing that. That helps so, more than you ever know if you just shoot it out to your people and
really
make the claim. You know, yeah. I see this bear in the hands of every kid that's ever needed it or ever will.
Yeah, and I got a message back from someone says that I used to know, and they said, remember when your mom worked in the nursing homes and how much they needed help from people to bring happiness and joy. And I would go in there and sing to them. Sorry, I got a frog. Sing to them and do various things. And I thought, well, this is such a perfect thing to bring to them when we get to the point that we can.
Yes, ma'am. We have talked. We have been talking with some people who are interested in getting in into retirement homes.
Awesome.
So you're right on the money. And while I have you, I want to announce that. Let's see, when is it? December 20th. I'm going to be back in Doylestown Circle. Yep, and doing a workshop because I know a lot of you came down the last time. So
oh, you bet.
We just got that in place. I know, we always have a ball, don't we?
No,
so I already told my family, nope, that night I'm going out with my guys. Whoever shows up.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, Mary, thank you. It's for, you know, somebody said to me, Dee, it's for the child in all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just for children. I'm telling you, I have one on my desk, and it takes me back into balance about four times a day.
Well, the first one is going to me. The second and third that I order are going out to others.
Well, bless you, Mary. Thank you. Thank you for your belief and your love. Ooh. And this
you
little
bet,
venture
sweetheart.
Of mine. And they will get out this week by precious little hands right here. All right, love you.
All right, love you. See you in December.
You I love that thing. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Oh, we have so much fun when we get together. Mike, Connecticut, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Tell me
I just
you've
to...
seen some movement in your life here, Mike.
Quite a bit, really. It's subtle sometimes, but there's quite a little bit, actually. I wanted to say, if you're going to set up a 501c3 nonprofit, it's very good to expand your purpose to as wide as possible within what you want to do, because the IRS tends to take a dim view of nonprofits that move beyond their stated purpose. I am not a lawyer. This is no kind of legal advice. But it's just I'm just saying to you that any nonprofit I've ever seen, and I work with them almost daily, they find themselves wanting to do more than their initial mission. And it's just a little piece, I mean, for whatever it's worth. I wanted to ask you also this question. What is the most useful thing I could be doing, concentrating on or not doing? Or concentrating on
yourself. It's always the same answer, Mike. The only thing and the biggest thing we all should focus on, play with, is any thought, any action, any perception that doesn't line up with I'm magnificent and I love me. So, you know, anytime you think, oh, my gosh, they're going to think I'm greedy. Oh, my gosh, good little girls don't ask. Or, big boys are supposed to take it all on their shoulders and not allow the universe to help them. That's not a loving thought towards yourself. That's not claiming that I am so magnificent that I can allow the entire world to come forward to help me. So it's always the same answer. And if you just get up every day, guys, and say my intention today is to love myself, to know my magnificence, get up and go look in the mirror and really connect with yourself and go, you are really special in this world. And you are going to do amazing things today because you're an amazing soul. And just really love yourself as much as you would love your beloved other, whomever that is, your child, your pet, whomever you love most unconditionally in this world. Start loving yourself that way and watch your world change. I know it sounds simple, and you guys hear it, and we read books about it, and we do movies about it, and then we go back to judging ourselves and limiting ourselves and being afraid to ask.
And yet the most powerful stuff is often the most simple, almost
always
invisible, because it's mundane. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, let me tell you, it would be okay if my life were joyfully and easily mundane, where everything just flowed easily and effortlessly and perfectly, like it did last night when I went to serve, and the universe said, okay, well, we'll serve you back. And that's the way it rolls when you love yourself enough to allow it in, Mike. Got your answer?
I do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bless you, sweetheart. Thanks. All right, Miss Kathy in Hawaii. What's up?
Hi there. It's so good to hear you.
My little aloha girl. What's going on?
Well, I was just curious. So far, really great reminders. Reminders on the calls today, because I get, you know, we all get our little dramas and stuff. But I just wanted to... I've had a couple things, and just wanted to find out if what the channel might have for me as far as further information on some decisions I'm making.
Well, again, the first thing I hear is go back to you. You're going,
right.
They're saying you're going to a lot of other people for advice, like me.
Okay.
So, when Kathy goes back to Kathy and drops into her heart, I mean, pick one thing. What's one thing you want an answer about?
Relocating.
Okay. So get out of your head, drop into your heart. Does it feel good when you think about relocating? Does it feel exciting?
No. See, this is the dilemma I'm having is...
So they're saying you went right back up into your head.
Yeah, okay.
So that's your first challenge. You didn't just trust yourself to feel into it. Nobody's saying you have to make a decision right now. We're doing an exercise. So everybody pull up a question or a doubt that you have. And fall into your heart. What do you know about it, Kathy? What do you know about relocating from your heart place when you feel it?
Well, I get a yes.
Okay, and you say you get a yes because it feels like what?
Less conflict.
Okay, so peaceful.
Yeah.
Feels more peaceful. I get a yes on that. Okay. And then when I say Kathy wants to let herself feel more peaceful, it goes right to no.
Yeah, great.
Well, no. Yes. Great. Because now you see why you keep. And again, I'm going to take you into the pattern that we started out with. I'm afraid to ask myself what I really want because I don't trust myself.
Yeah.
So I know what I really want. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking, do I want to do this? But because I don't trust myself, I'm going to keep myself in doubt, so I never really get clear about what I know I want to do, even though that's why I'm asking myself if I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You and Phyllis should get together. She's on. I actually just see her on the call here, because she was questioning the same thing. So when I get off with you, I'm going to go to Phyllis and see what happened with Phyllis. Once she said yes, I know really what I want to do. So I'm asking you, Kathy. Now that you're aware that you're arguing with yourself about relocating. What are the fears that you're arguing with? So we know it feels more peaceful. We know we're pulled to relocate because we were given the idea to do that. But what are the buts?
Starting over again. it's mostly starting over again, making the wrong.
So what, let's just take that. What's under starting over again?
Oh, finding a place to live, you know, work, all that.
Okay, so the operative would be overwhelm.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
So I'm overwhelmed at the thought of everything I would have to do in order to take steps and complete this divine idea I've been given.
Sorry.
That's all right. He's just commenting. Our animals, you know, they bring your attention to it. It's like, Mom, are you getting it? Listen. Alert, alert, I'm barking. It's true.
Yeah. They're so much more open and clear.
Well, because they don't have this mental, you know, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So I want you to get off the call, and I want you to sit down, because what the channel is saying is it's really not about all those things you're saying it's about. It's about sheets, but give me a song.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Tomorrow is another day. That's what it's about. So would you call yourself a procrastinator, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it's about. You just don't like to make decisions. So you keep saying, well, I don't have to make it yet. Well, I'll make it tomorrow. And then you create all these reasons so you just don't have to make a decision. But that keeps you in purgatory, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand your freedom is in your decision? Once you decide and commit, then the world opens up. That doesn't mean you don't have to go through learning curves. But the world opens up for you, and you open up for you. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Balance all your energy around putting things off. Get up every morning and go, today's the day I make decisions. I make all the decisions I need to do in the moment I need to make them. That's who I am.
And so it is.
And they want us to invoke, oh, this is for everybody, about putting off till to tomorrow what you can do today. That's from a movie or something. Okay, we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light and claiming I am divine love around that. We're doing it now. This is the moment, guys. There has never been a better moment to create what you want than right now. The entire world energy is open to you. Thanks, honey.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. Miss Janice, what's up? I'm getting there, Phyllis. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hello,
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, yes. I am having to be, I'm in a position now where I'm actually making decisions for another person. It's my dad. He has Alzheimer's. And he's in assisted living right now. He really should not be there. Because they don't really have the facility to take care of dementia. My stepmother has moved into a nursing home. He's in a different state, and my brother and I are talking about bringing him back to New Jersey where I am, and we're struggling with a couple of things. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional.
It's okay, baby. We all get emotional around the people we love.
Yeah. So, we don't know whether to bring my dad to my stepmother's.
Bring your dad to your stepmother's?
To see her before we take him. We're sort of being, I guess we're getting advice that we should not do that. And,
yeah. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Do you see what you're fighting? What do you know? What do you know in your gut?
That it would probably not help him. I don't know what would help.
See, I get a no when you say that.
Okay.
My understanding this in the highest way, we're asking the right question. We're dealing with the right issue. What I very clearly heard, and you have to tell me now if this is correct. What I heard was that the love part of you knew that you should. Okay. That in order for you and your brother to be at peace, you need to take him to say goodbye to your stepmother. And you're fighting the advice of the doctors about that.
Yeah, that's kind of true, because it's
Yeah, go ahead.
When they have gotten together, like, they're great. They're, you know, they're good when they're together, but when they have to be separated, my stepmother wants to leave with him, and he doesn't understand, like, she can't come back with him. And it's very upsetting for both of them.
Okay.
And, for my dad, he forgets. But, you know, my stepmother, she knows who he is.
Oh, well, of course. Okay. So it's not, this is what I'm getting, sweetheart.
Okay.
It's not so much about them. It's more about your guilt.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I want to do the right thing.
Well, but there really isn't a right thing.
Okay.
And there isn't a wrong thing.
Okay.
But there is a peaceful thing.
Okay.
So, in the end, if it's best for your daddy to bring him back with you, you have to ask yourself, am I going to be more at peace if I allow him to say goodbye to her? Will I feel then that I have done my very best to take care of him and allow him his dignity or his closure, whatever you want to call it? Or will I feel more at peace not dealing with that, not creating the anxiety from my stepmother, and just bringing him back? Which one feels better for you, sweetheart?
I really have to sit in both of those for a while. They both feel horrible. You know,
know, it's like my, I think my dad, to have them see each other, my dad would be okay with that, but my.
Okay, baby, you see, you keep making it about them.
Okay, okay.
I want to know if you knew that it was good for both of them, either way, what would you do?
I would take him to see her.
Okay. I think you just answered your question.
Okay.
Because like anyone, honey, we can't live their lives for them. Not our job. We can only do out of love the best that we think we can do.
Okay.
And you can continue to make videos of him or FaceTime with her so he can talk to her. There's all kinds of ways that you can keep a communication open. So this isn't just a finality. But it's about, and that's the highest word, it's about your guilt. And that's what you're dealing with.
Yes.
So you need to put your guilt aside by making a decision and then saying, I am committing that this decision is the best decision through love that I can do for both of them. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Yeah. I have one other quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When we bring him here, we have a choice. We have a choice between a nursing home or an assisted living facility with dementia unit. Does the channel see any preference one over the other?
The words they're giving me is the one where he will get the most personal care.
Okay.
Does that give you your answer?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the personal care, and they're underlining that. Okay.
Thank you very much, Dee.
And again, sweetheart, it's not in your hands whether they live or die. It's in your hands to love them.
Yes.
Okay. You need to really be vigilant about bringing yourself back to that, okay?
Yes.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I know how hard this is. I went through it with my mommy, and it's hard, but doable. Janice, doable. Phyllis, I want to go back and bring you in with Kathy here and tie this in. So you decided what about leaving?
Oh, Hawaii? Yeah. I mean, it was clear. It was just, you know, and God, thank you for helping. It just, you know, it's like I knew it, but I just needed someone to tell me, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't tell me what to do. He said, you know, it's like, it's just going into my heart. And then I'm just, I'm giving notice tomorrow. I waited a week, but, and then I'm going off for 2 weeks to do this thing I've always wanted to do. That when I lost my job in 2010, that's what I wanted to do, and it just sort of came to me. It came to me, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to quit my job. What am I going to do? And then that popped in my head, or popped in. It's like, that. I was like, really? And I called them, and they're like, yeah, we can fit you in. And I, boom, 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 bought the plane ticket, made it happen. And then I'm like, what am I going to do when I get back to New Mexico? And then I had sent an email a while back, and I made a phone call, so it looks like I have some employment starting December 1st. I'm now, and I have to continue. What I learned is I have to keep creating. I can't just stop and go, oh crap, I got to sell my car. I got to get there. Oh my God, I got to buy a car. You know, I'm trying. I don't want to fall back into that pattern. Do you?
Yeah. That's the drama pattern, you know.
Yeah.
And the only way to stop it, guys, is when it starts coming up, you just stop. You take a breath. You smile or laugh, so that you can disengage, and you go, whatever I have to do, whenever I have to do it, I'm doing it easily and effortlessly because I'm committed to this. Come on, universe, put everything in place. And you see it has. Everything's falling into place for you absolutely perfectly.
And I want to keep that. Even now, these past week, I've just had this sort of weird, it's almost like in my solar plexus. And what I'm getting is this, is that you can use that, whatever that energy you're feeling in your solar plexus, you can say, oh, that's fear, let me go there, or you can take it, no, it's excitement, you can go there with that. That's what I'm getting.
Yep.
And even this morning, I feel
every actor can explain that before we go on stage.
Yeah.
It's the biggest high, and it's the biggest adrenaline rush, and it's the scariest moment. It's like stepping out on a tightrope. You don't know what's going to happen, but once you're out there, you're on the ride, and everything's fabulous. But again, do we trust ourselves enough as the creators of us to step out there on that tightrope? So do you ask everybody ask yourself right now. We're choosing in this moment to love ourselves and to trust ourselves as the creative force we are. We're going to keep our focus joyfully on what we want and feel the love and excitement around it. And that's it.
Yeah, and I wanted to share something that I got because I started listening to your shows in the morning as getting ready. And one thing I really got, it was really simple, but it was just like you're talking about creating, even if it's just going to the gym. And that just, it does. It makes a huge difference. You can lie around in bed and, whatever, all day. Or you can just say, I'm just going to go to the gym. It's like you going to that event last night.
It's making that choice. And again, in that choice is your heaven or your hell. You know? To say you want a different body and never choose to, take the steps to get it is telling yourself that you're a house divided against itself. So make the choice, guys. Make the choice and take the action around what you want. Thanks, darling. Glad everything's working out for you.
Yeah, I love you, Dee.
Yippee, I love you too. Okay, Karen in Toronto, you got to talk fast because we're almost up. Karen, are you there? Oh, dear.
I am. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. I have an opportunity to do an angel ministry opportunity, and I know that the funds aren't there, but I know, I believe if it's meant to be, then I can call, but I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
What do you mean you have an opportunity to do the angel ministry, but the funds aren't there? What does that mean?
Well, it's a 9-month program, and it's a huge commitment financially, and
I see. So it's with a practitioner or somebody?
Yeah, it's like 9 months of a certification program.
Is something you really want to do?
I feel called to it, yes.
Okay. All right. But see, when I say you've asked, I get a no. You said, I really want to do this, and I'd really like to do this, but it's an awfully lot of money. And so thinking about something like that isn't asking.
Oh,
and therein wraps up a perfect call. I am going to do this. I am called to do this. Right? This feels passionate to me. So I am creating the money right now, or I'm creating a payment plan. I'm creating somehow to do this training, and I'm committing to that. So call them, see if you can do a payment plan, see what you can work out, ask the universe to send you some money. What's the financial, what do you have to dedicate financially to this?
It's about, I think it's $9,000, so it's a car payment a month, and I need a new vehicle desperately. So,
wow, that's
it's like a payment.
And in exchange for this, you will have the right or the credentials to do what?
the weddings or baptisms or just healing angel work. I'm very drawn to angels.
Okay. Is this about the money? No. Well, the first thing they're going to is it's about the asking, and you just haven't asked.
Okay.
So I want to do the baptisms. I want to do the passage of life celebrations. I want to help people in this way. I want to minister to people in this way. I want to work with the angels. So whether it's this program or something else, create it for me now. Give me discernment. Let me give myself discernment over that. Start looking at some of those things. They don't want me to go to the money. I keep wanting to go to the money. But they keep going, it's not about the money. It's about asking. And,
okay.
You know, if we go back to the teaching of asking, they're reminding me it's ask like it's already been delivered to you. Ask with the faith of a child that it is going to deliver. You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Thank you. What a perfect wrap-up to the show, Karen. Thanks. Okay, guys, man, I went as fast as I could. We flew. If you want to give to Bupalapaloo, go to imdwallace.com. Click on Bupalapaloo. It will take you to the page where you can order one of the beautiful little suckers or donate to the Kickstarter campaign. Please join us next Tuesday for the importance of Christ consciousness and why we have to ignite that within ourselves right now. Until we meet again, be love, guys. Be love. Love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creating.